Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. President Donald Trump says his administration helped India and Pakistan agree to a ceasefire. President Trump at the White House explaining how the leadership in India and Pakistan was willing to back away from escalation.
They really were, from the standpoint of having the strength and the wisdom and fortitude to fully know and to understand the gravity of the situation. And we helped a lot.
President Trump has signed an executive order aimed at reducing the cost of prescription drugs and pharmaceuticals. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The United States of America is less than 5% of the world's population, yet we purchase 75% of Big Pharma's profits. We pay an astronomical amount in comparison to other countries around the world.
Congressional Republicans work to implement President Trump's agenda in one big, beautiful bill. Congresswoman Beth Van Dyne of Texas says she's committed to keeping a low tax rate for small business.
We have got to give some security to our businesses moving forward, that we are not going to continue to overregulate them, that we're not going to continue to tax them. And this is exactly what we're doing. That puts puts dollars in everyone's pockets and makes us competitive with the rest of the world.
The U.S. and China agreed to a 90-day pause in tariffs and to reduce their tariffs by 115% as part of a trade agreement. This comes after 2 days of trade talks between the two countries in Geneva over the weekend. Republican Senator John Hovind of North Dakota praising the progress made.
Obviously, just a tremendously good thing, certainly for us, and I think, obviously for all of our allies and partners that want China to stop with their unfair trade practices. It's also a national security issue when you look at steel, aluminum, drugs, and all these things that we have to have.
The mayor of Newark, New Jersey was arrested, and some Democrat members of Congress could be facing charges for storming the gates and trying to forcefully enter an ICE detention facility in New Jersey. Video shows them scuffling with ICE agents and police. Assistant DHS Secretary Trisha McLaughlin says this facility holds violent criminals. So why do Democrats want so badly to have them released?
And for them to try and get these individuals out is just beyond the pale. We know that the mayor, we know these members of Congress want their 15 minutes of fame so desperately, but they're willing to do it at the peril of the safety of our brave law enforcement and even the detainees as well. These members of Congress, this mayor, and these protesters are not above the law. If they had wanted a tour, we will easily facilitate that for them. We actually laid out the guidelines on our DHS Twitter that show you need at least 24 hours of notice.
And finally, a new study says that ice is increasing at the South Pole.
We often hear climate change alarmists say that a warming planet means higher sea levels, which could lead to catastrophic flooding of coastal areas. However, a new study in Science China says that the Antarctic ice sheet has gained ice due to increased snowfall. Previous research showed that from 2002 to 2020, there was a loss of ice. But the new research shows that in 2021 to 2023, ice increased. Dr. Bonner Cohen is a senior policy analyst at CFACT. He said sometimes the ice has melted due to underwater volcanoes, which warms the water and melts the ice.
You have expanding ice cover, both in the polar regions and the North Pole, and Antarctica in the South Pole. And then you have those same ice caps shrink. This has been going on since time immemorial. There's nothing really surprising about this.
Dr. David LaGates is a climatologist at the Cornwall Alliance. He said there can be an increase in snowfall even with slightly warmer temperatures, which could add more ice.
That rising temperature means the air can support a little bit more moisture when it's saturated. So more moisture can be evicted in. If you get the rising convective motion, you get condensation, and you can actually have an increase in snowfall.
LaGate said there are ways to lose ice in the polar regions. It can melt or evaporate. There can be less snowfall, which could mean less ice, and the movement of ice sheets could mean more ice lost to the oceans. I'm Robert Thornton.
More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.